It's Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Kyle Norris is a reporter here at Michigan Radio. She's been spending a lot of time in Detroit lately to report on stories of people doing things to help the homeless in the city. Kyle, one of the groups you learned about is a mobile med clinic, and you actually shadowed this group. Who are they and what do they do?
So it's a mix. It's some young med students from Wayne State University. They're sort of the main bulk of the group. And then there's a nurse practitioner from a nonprofit organization, and he goes out with them. So it's this team. They hop in a van. They literally rumble down the streets of Detroit, and they pull up to people and say, you know, hey, do you need some medical services? Can we help you? Is there anything we can help you with? We have some doctors.
How do the homeless people respond when they are approached by the group?
Really well. The group, they're in this van, and the van is sort of known on the streets. It's affiliated with the nonprofit. So people respond to it really positively. The other thing they do is that they go out and meet people in the streets, but they try and rope them back to getting services, right? To coming to see a doctor at the nonprofit, or, you know, to see maybe a counselor regularly. They're trying to get them roped in. So that happened with one of the guys that I talked to.
I got my pills. I got my ID. I got an appointment tomorrow to go for my PTSD, go see my doctor, to get my other pills. And the housing, too. I'm a veteran, and they're going to hook me up with an apartment, and it's just a good thing.
You know, and there were tears streaming down his face. He was just blown away that people wanted to help him and that there was help. And so now he's sort of getting roped back into getting some services.
You also learned about another group. This group is a nonprofit that does makeovers of homeless shelters. Tell me about that group.
It's called Enchanted Makeovers, and a woman named Terry Grail is the founder of that. And, you know, it's a great story. Someone asked her, will you come and paint a wall at a homeless shelter? She's an interior designer. And she was like, maybe I will. And she went there, and she said it was just intense. Like, the feel, the at this homeless shelter, there were old cots. The blankets were dirty, that these people were just living in. And it was just intense. And she thought, you know what? I can't paint a whole wall, but I can redo the whole thing. Like, this needs a big fix. So that's kind of her mission now. And she goes to these women's shelters and makes them over. We're talking like painting the walls, beautiful murals by artists, beautiful handmade quilts, and people volunteer and make these things. So this is like a huge difference.
What kind of an effect does this have on the women living in that homeless shelter?
Yeah, I talked to about three or four of the women at this particular place, and they told me it was awesome. I mean, it just feels good. One person said, it's like your grandma's house on a holiday. Like, it feels good to be there, right? And another woman told me that it represents the change. She's going through a deep change in her life, and it's nice to see that in sort of your physical space, too. So people, like, felt really good. And walking down the halls, I felt great. Like, it felt good.
What struck you the most while you were researching these stories?
You know, people are good. I would say a sweeping generalization. The homeless people, everybody was really real and good and funny and struggling. And the people who were doing things, right? What I loved is they were doing things that were true to themselves in their own style. Terry is an interior designer, so she's doing her thing. You know, that's what she loves, and she's using that to help, right? The young med students, they were passionate about medicine, and they were following that passion to help other people. So those small efforts to me really, really struck me as like a successful way to make change.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.